disappointing loss for us tonight. We weren't able to get the job done against outstanding football team. And I give Green Bay a lot of credit the way they played. Aaron Rodgers showed the kind of quarterback that he is, and they did a heck of a job against us tonight. We got off to a poor start and fought that, trying to get back all night or all afternoon. I thought we fought and continued to fight till the end. We just had too many mistakes or too many breakdowns and just didn't make the plays when we needed to. There were some positives. I think we did come back in the second half and played better in the second half. I think we were able to limit big plays, which is one of the things we set out to do. And then special teams, I thought, gave us a spark during the game in a number of different times. In a number of different areas. I think, again, talking about our third down defense in the first half was not good enough. In the second half, I think that improved. We had too many penalties, again, kind of going back to the mistakes, the number of mistakes that we had. And we obviously have to get that corrected and get better, and we will. We'll get better as coaches. I'll get better, and we'll improve as players. And as I talk to those guys after the game, all the things are still out there for us. We need to approach this and like we have and get better from it and be ready for next week. I'll take questions.
Go ahead. 17-6, you passed up the long field goal attempt. Was it just that end of the field? Was it just hard to attempt that long field goal?
Yeah, going that way, the wind was a lot stronger, and that felt like that was out of our range at that particular time.
How'd you feel, Brandon?
We'll have to go back and look at it. I think he missed some throws. Obviously, there some had to do with the elements at times, but obviously, he made a few throws as well, gave our guys some chances. I think we had some drops that hurt us at times, and I'll look at the film and we'll evaluate his play and everybody's play after the game.
He was below 50% and had some overthrows, like you just mentioned. Is there ever a point where you think maybe try something different just for a spark?
Well, not in this game. That didn't cross my mind at any time this game.
Yeah, how about it going forward?
We'll look at it and evaluate again everybody and look where we'll see where we're at, and we'll always put the guys out there that we feel like give us the best chance to win.
On that 4th and 15 when you didn't go for the field goal, did you think Josh could have fought harder for that ball to come back?
He had a chance to make a play on it. I couldn't see it well enough to be able to determine that, but it seemed like it was a playable ball, and you'd like to see him come up with that catch.
Charlie didn't end up being an interception. He did that underhanded thing again. It was discouraging watching it last week. It's just such a risky play.
I think, again, he's trying to force some things and make plays there at that point in the game, and we have to watch and make sure again that we're protecting the ball at that position.
So are you happy with Josh as a route runner, or do you think he's improved?
Well, I think he can definitely use an improvement. I think that he has come a long way and improved in that area significantly. With a wet field, a little tougher to run crisp and sharp routes. We'll look at the tape and kind of see where we can make those corrections.
I know you said good things about Aaron Rodgers all week, but the fact that due to a receiver, I think 14-11 catches for a ton of yards, when he hadn't had any coming in, what does that say about Rodgers and or your defense?
Well, he's really impressive watching him play. He's out there and he's in total command and control of the game, able to get to different receivers, find different guys, so accurate in his throws, and again, he's everything that you'd expect from him.
Given Green Bay's injuries, especially on defense, does that make your offensive performance at all discouraging?
Well, I think that we need to look at it before classifying. I mean, it was disappointing that we lost the game, and there were times where we weren't as efficient as we needed to be to win the game, and what that all stems from, I think, is that there's a multitude of reasons. But again, we'll go back and evaluate the tape, and whether it was penalties, whether it was drops, whether it was throws, whether it was missed blocks, we'll make those corrections and work on getting better.
Chad, it looked like Screen had trouble staying on his feet covering that guy. Boy, do you think the
field is responsible for that, or is the screen just?
I don't know. I mean, some guys were slipping at times there. You know, that's no excuse because everybody's playing on the same track. We'll just have to we'll look at it and move on. Yeah, I don't know. I think you would have to go different games and look at different games, and you know, I don't think that's something that's been a telltale event over the course of the games. Certainly, it was today in this first couple throws, and I don't know that it was him having to do with him being hyped up or more just conditions. He shouldn't be.
Did that call on Kayshawn for being with his head? It looked like he tried to get out of his way. Did you get a good view of that?
My view, I thought he led with his shoulder, apparently they didn't think so, and they obviously called the penalty for it. We'll look at it and see.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks.